During the ongoing unrest in the Middle East, we've relied heavily on some outstanding reporting from journalists at both of our partners, the BBC and the New York Times. Here is Anthony Shadid of the Times speaking with us on the show from Egypt last month.
A troubling turn of events this morning. Gangs or groups, let's say, apparently organized by President Hosni Mubarak's government, have begun infiltrating the square. They've been approaching the outskirts of the demonstration and getting inside the demonstration itself, chanting for Mr. Mubarak, and in some ways seeming to try to provoke a fight with the protesters.
We now have very disturbing news yesterday that Shadid, along with three of his colleagues from The Times, that would be videographer Stephen Farrell and photographers Tyler Hicks and Lindsay Dario at The Times, are all missing in Libya. Times editors last heard from them Tuesday morning. They are reporting from the northern port city of Ajdabiya. And according to secondhand reports, they were swept up by Libyan government forces. The Times has yet not confirmed this. Joining us now is Joel Simon, executive director of the Committee to Protect Journalists. Joel, do we have any other information about these four journalists?
I'm afraid that I don't have anything new from what you just mentioned, that they're missing. There are reports that they were picked up by Libyan forces. No confirmation on that and no word on their whereabouts.
Well, I mean, this is not the only incident involving journalists in Libya. We've had continuing reports of journalists being attacked. There were the BBC reporters who were detained for 21 hours or so or beaten. Many journalists have been prevented from going to specific areas and reporting. Can you give us kind of an overall picture of what's happening with reporters in Libya?
Well, we've documented 40 specific attacks on journalists and media organizations, and they range from what you described, the BBC reporters who were not only beaten but subjected to a mock execution, an absolutely horrifying event. There was a reporter from The Guardian who was detained for several weeks, recently expelled. There are six Libyan journalists who are missing. We don't know anything about their whereabouts. So there has been a systematic campaign of harassment and intimidation carried out by Libyan government forces primarily, and it's had a significant impact on the ability of the press to cover this unfolding story.
Joel Simon, I'm concerned actually about the broad tone in the reporting of all that's going on in the Middle East. Joel Simon, of course, executive director of the Committee to Protect Journalists. I mean, you had the sexual assault on Lara Logan in the Tahrir Square, which was described almost uniformly by the media as this sort of happy pro-democracy place where everything was just going fine and Mubarak left. But in fact, there are all kinds of vigilantes and disorganized groups that are taking violent sort of revenge on journalists in places from Egypt to Tunisia. And Libya is only part of the issue here.
No, if I want to extrapolate from what happened to Lara. Lara is a member of our board and a friend, and I'm absolutely horrified about what happened to her, but I don't know how typical that kind of attack is. Really, most of the attacks that we've documented throughout the Middle East, and we've documented about 300 of them, are carried out by government forces as part of a systematic effort to control the flow of information in these countries. Each of these battles, if you will, is about control of information. If you look at the way each one has unfolded, there's been some systematic effort at some point to inhibit the work of journalists, both domestically and internationally, and prevent them from informing people.
Well, we're speaking with Joel Simon. He's the executive director of the Committee to Protect Journalists. And Joel, we have a question from one of our listeners I hope you can answer.
This is Sally in Tennessee. Have we made any attempts to make contact with the journalists in Libya? Has the Red Cross been involved? Has anybody, the UN, anyone else been involved? What efforts are we making to find them and bring them home?
Can you answer that?
The New York Times is making the primary effort. I know that they've been in contact with the Libyan government to ask them if they have them. The Libyan government has provided some assurance that if they do have them, they will release them. As far as I know, those are the primary efforts being made to secure the release.
One last question for you, Joel, and that is, you know, we do have one confirmed death of a journalist in the Libyan conflict, and that's an Al Jazeera cameraman who was shot and killed near the rebel-held city of Benghazi by an unidentified gunman. But we don't really know if that was government forces. Are we sure that all of these attacks are being carried out by Gaddafi's forces?
Well, we don't know if there were government forces. It's certainly widely suspected. And the other thing you have to keep in mind is that Gaddafi has absolutely vilified Al Jazeera, attacked them, suggested that they're responsible for the violence. So certainly there was a climate created in which government forces have to be suspect in this kind of in that kind of attack.
Joel, are we reaching the point where it's too dangerous in Libya for journalists to be there reporting?
I'm not going to make that assessment. I certainly hope, as someone who's following developments very closely, that journalists are able to continue to cover it. I recognize it's dangerous. I'm really in awe of the journalists who are out there doing this job. I hope they're able to continue.
Joel Simon is the executive director of the Committee to Protect Journalists. To remind you, what we're talking about is four New York Times journalists. That would be reporter Anthony Shadid, videographer Stephen Farrell, and photographers Tyler Hicks and Lindsay Adario, all from the New York Times, all missing in Libya. The only thing we know at this point is that they are reporting from the northern port city of Ajdabiya. Obviously, there's a lot of conflict going on there, and there are secondhand reports that they were swept up by Libyan government forces.
Well, it's back in Gaddafi's hands, Ajdabiya is.
Yes.